This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 1:30:23, show 460. Well, Nick, the January effect, will it soon be behind us?
I think it's going to conclude pretty shortly. So that's my take on it. You know, we may have a little bit more upside to go. Sometimes you get these late squeezes, but the old saying is the best moves come at the end of moves. So we'll see if that does happen. But I think, you know, I'm looking for the January run. Now we're so long in the tooth. I think we are getting closer day by day. Obviously, we have the Federal Reserve lurking this Wednesday. They're going to come out with their interest rate policy decision for the U.S. Everybody's expecting a 25 basis point hike. But, you know, what's next? I mean, you know, markets have had a big, big run, a big, big squeeze. You know, I think a lot of these squeezes are starting to finally come to an end, that the air will come out of these little minor liquidity bubbles.
If you go back to the Dow theory, which it's kind of like it's worked over time, but nobody really follows it anymore. In the midst of these cyclical or systemic bear moves or bull moves, you get the contrary move, and it's an intermediate move. And everybody looks at it and thinks it's the beginning of a new bull market or a new bear market, but it lasts for like a month to 90 days. It could even recoup all of the preceding moves' losses or gains. And then you wind up with the actual cycle that you're in.
It's very true. It's very true. And we call that a counter trend rally, you know, dead cat bounce. We call it an ABC zigzag up. Lots of terms for it. But we see that. And, you know, we started this bear market really late last year in 2021. It started with the NASDAQ, and NASDAQ peaked in November, right around Thanksgiving, November 2021. The S&P peaked right in the first week of January. And again, you know, we came into this January, and everybody's thinking, wow, things are so beaten down, they can't go lower. It's all about the Federal Reserve. Well, it's not always all about the Federal Reserve. We have a lot of other things happening out here. You know, you have an administration that seems to be teaming up with NATO, pushing for a Russian-Ukraine war. That's definitely a big, big problem. You have an inverted yield curve between the two-year Treasury note and the 10-year Treasury note that's been inverted for, you know, 8 months now, and it's very steep. That's a big problem. Banks borrow on the low end, lend out on the high end. How are they making money? There are lots of problems out here. And, you know, again, you always get that January effect. We always look for it, even in bear markets. And I think that's what we got this time around.
All right. So earnings reports, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, this is going to be a really, really big week for earnings. You're going to have later this week, Apple, Amazon, Google. I think tomorrow morning we get ExxonMobil. So, I mean, we are in full gear here with earnings, but the mega cap tech names, which is what so many people follow and track, they are reporting this week. So this is definitely going to be what I like to call a monster week for earnings. On top of that, you had the Fed in on Wednesday. They're going to make their decision at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, followed by a press conference. And then don't forget, on Friday, we have the non-farm payroll report. So this is just a big week overall. And, you know, you throw these mega cap tech earnings in there. You know, it's just a monster week, really.
A monster week. And we could see some major moves, huh?
Absolutely. And you will see some major moves. And you know, it's not always going to be in the sexy tech names, but, you know, there are so many companies reporting. We're going to see some blowups. We're going to see some rallies too. But for the most part, this is going to be a very, probably the most important week, you know, that we've seen since the start of the year.
Right. Okay. So give us a taste of what you see, like really volatile moves, or what's going to happen here?
Yeah, I think we're going to get extremely volatile moves. this week, you know, especially as after the Fed announcement, you know, maybe even the day of the Fed, you could see, you know, we normally see a big spike or a big drop. So, yeah, you know, volatility, the whipsaw will increase. And then, you know, as people digest the rate decision, which comes out on Wednesday, you know, they'll start talking about things on Thursday. We'll see how the market reacts. But then you got the big non-farm payroll report, which I don't even believe. But, you know, the market reacts to it. So, you know, there's more whipsaw there. So it's definitely going to be a week of whipsaw without a doubt.
All right. So energy today is looking a little down.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I looked at today, we had nat gas down. We had oil. We have oil down as we speak. And then you look at the integrated energies, which I like to follow very closely. You know, Chevron's down $2.50. Conoco's down $1.50. Exxon is down 66 cents. By the way, all of these were weaker earlier, so they have come back off the lows. But even oil services today, a little bit on the weaker side, refineries on the weaker side. So we're definitely looking at energy a little bit soft, but it has come off its worst level. So definitely making a little bit of a comeback here.
All right. And okay, so I guess, the everything is on the Fed. All eyes are on the Fed. But later this week, we've got the mega cap earnings coming out.
Yeah, so we talked about, you know, Apple, Amazon, Google, they're going to be the big names that will report. And there are so many others. I mean, we're going to have earnings galore just about each and every day. So be prepared. Every morning, you'll have a big laundry list of companies. And even as you go into the latter part of the week with those mega caps, you know, prior to that, you'll have other companies reporting in the morning. All these household names are scheduled this week. So this is what I probably would say the most important week yet since it started a new year.
Okay, so what is an investor supposed to do, or a speculator at this point? Do you just stand aside and let the big guys play their games, or is there something else you should do?
No, never stand aside. What you do is, if you have a good chart pattern set up, that's what you trade. If you don't have a good chart pattern set up, then you may want to sit back and let things unfold, let the market give you a little bit more information. But there's lots of things here that are peaking out right now. So I see so many different industry groups that are top heavy. Remember, the market's had a tremendous run since January 6th. That's when the market staged that big reversal. So we've gone straight up. But there are a lot of industry groups now that are starting to peak out. And again, you know, you watch that. And another thing I always tell everybody is whatever's been the strongest, you know, can turn into the weakest. And just like in January, if you remember, I was calling for a rally and I said, well, what's the weakest? It was tech. Tech has been the strongest on this bounce. So, you know, again, that can rebound pretty quickly to the downside. So I'd be a little bit careful of technology as we get into this, potential market top.
Okay, well, I can buy that. So what's doing with metals now?
Yeah, so today we have, you know, basically gold is flat again. What can you say? It's like the Weeble Wobble that won't fall down. But we talked about last week that gold really probably keeps a bid in it as long as this Russia-Ukraine scenario persists. And honestly, I just don't see this stopping. I mean, NATO just does not seem to want to come out with any or even have any resolution whatsoever. And gold is flat today, so it just really doesn't go down. Now, full disclosure, I'm not in GLD or any gold products here. I would wait for a pullback because it's just so overbought. But, you know, it is consolidating and it needs to do more of it. And if it does that, maybe it builds a base to go higher. Right now, it would need to do a lot more for me to participate, though.
Okay, I'll buy that. Interesting. Cryptos have kind of been on fire lately, huh?
Yeah, cryptos have moved up with this little liquidity push that we've seen ever since the Sam Bankman Fried hearings, or I guess, I don't even know what to call it, what kind of court circus they have going on there. But they found some money and things have gotten better. But crypto is moving up with the market. And I think as soon as the market tops out, the crypto run is done, and I do think, we'll ultimately see that go back to new lows.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, that is it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades. And if you got a question or comment, email address is kl@carrylutz.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Please post your comments below on the YouTube channel. We will get to as many of them as we can. Nick, that's it for today. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Carrie.